possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
In Georgia, the risk of serious illness from a tick bite is low, but there's no reason to give them a free meal. Here to talk about ticks and the risk of disease, we're joined by Elmer Gray, entomologist with the University of Georgia. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here, April. Thank you.
What can you tell me about the risk of ticks, or the risk that ticks pose us as far as illness goes, and how prevalent they are in Georgia?
Ticks are very common in Georgia, so they're out there. We need to do everything we can to avoid them. Fortunately, we don't have as many tick-borne diseases here in Georgia, or they're not as common as in the Northeast, where Lyme disease is rampant and is causing a lot of problems. It's kind of rare here in Georgia. It does occur, but it's not very common. So we're fortunate in that way. We don't have as many tick-borne diseases as other parts of the country.
How are we able to avoid these diseases that are, I guess, common in other places?
The most important thing is to avoid tick bites and interactions with them. You do that by avoiding areas with tall grass, grassy areas, creek bottoms, things like that. When you're hiking, stay on the trail. Anytime grass brushes against your legs, there's oftentimes ticks on that grass. They call it questing. When they're at the end of a blade of grass looking for a host to come by, they're trying to find a deer or a raccoon or something. But when that grass brushes against your legs, the ticks will transfer onto your legs, and then you're going to be exposed to them.
Avoiding ticks is a good tactic. Can you tell me a little bit about what to do if you do become, I guess, in contact with a tick?
I would want to start with how to avoid them. The best way to avoid them is to, and it's not a common thing, but tucking your pant legs into your socks. That keeps them on the outside of your clothing. Light-colored clothing also helps. Having your shirt tucked in. In today's world, the breathable fabrics are helpful. I know it's hot. I'm an outdoorsman. I deal with it. But if you're in an area, if you know you're walking through grassy areas, you're going to be walking a dog or hiking or something, pants tucked into your socks, it keeps them on the outside. Using repellents, insect repellents with DEET will help repel ticks. You can even use permethrin-based repellents, which is approved for clothing only. That's an insecticide, but if you're going to be in areas where there's a lot of ticks, it's important. So, and it'll also help prevent chiggers from getting on you as well, another serious pest.
Yeah, another pest we hate in Georgia.
Absolutely.
So let's say an insect does get through, a tick does get through, makes contact with your skin. What is the safest way to remove them?
If you get a tick on you and it's attached, you want to carefully pull it with tweezers, grasp it as close as you can to the skin as possible, and pull it straight away. Then use antiseptic, alcohol or something, sanitize where the tick bite was, and then wash your hands. It's really important, whether you're taking ticks off yourself or off of your pets, to wash your hands good afterwards. That's a really important factor.
Will removing the tick help prevent any of the disease transmission, or does that happen on contact?
It doesn't necessarily happen on contact. Oftentimes, ticks have to be attached for extended periods. So when you're out hiking, they recommend checking yourself twice a day. Certainly when you come in the evenings, you've been out, check yourself over, feel between your backs of your legs, your knees, smaller your back, often areas like that where ticks will be most likely to get attached when you don't notice them. Carefully remove them. Pay attention, make a mental mark that, I was outdoors, I had a tick attached, because what happens to that bite site may become important information if you start feeling ill afterwards and you need to talk to a doctor about it.
What are some of the diseases that ticks can transmit?
There's a wide range of diseases they can transmit. Rocky Mountain spotted fever is still the most commonly transmitted tick-borne disease in Georgia. We average around 50 to 75 cases per year. So that will produce fever, headaches, and then a rash that develops at the wrists and ankles can be misdiagnosed as measles sometimes. So Rocky Mountain spotted fever is a concern. Lyme disease is still out here. It can develop a bullseye rash at the tick bite in 60 to 80% of the cases. But again, fever and feeling bad, malaise, is indicative that something may be wrong. And all of these can be treated with antibiotic quickly and prevented from that standpoint.
And there's a very rare disease that I've heard about lately where a tick bite can actually cause a person to develop a meat allergy?
That's correct. This is something that's been in the news lately. Tick-induced mammalian meat allergy is something where the tick bites you. We develop a allergic reaction to the proteins in the saliva, and these proteins are very similar to proteins in red meat, and we can have an allergic reaction to red meat later. Obviously, this would be really problematic for a lot of people, and it's just another really good reason. It's very rare, doesn't happen very often, but it's just a good reason to really take precautions about ticks, to try to keep ticks off us, avoiding tick bites, avoiding the grassy areas where ticks are most common along creeks and bottomland.
Well, thank you very much for being here today to talk about ticks and the risk that they do pose.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Today, we've been speaking to Elmer Gray, a public health and extension specialist with the University of Georgia College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.